Pinocchio by Carlo Collodi. Read by Rebecca Burns. This recording was produced in 1996 by Joss Recordings, which holds the copyright there too. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Joss Recordings. The following material appears on the dust jacket of the book. Carlo Lorenzini, 1826-1890, used the pseudonym Carlo Collodi because Collodi was the name of the village in Italy where his mother had been born. Pinocchio was his only successful book, but it sold millions of copies and has been translated into numerous languages. Pinocchio, a wooden puppet, wants more than anything else to become a real boy. But first, the wooden puppet must begin a fantastic odyssey which will test his bravery, loyalty, and honesty, virtues he must learn before he can become a real boy. Pinocchio by Carlo Collodi. Chapter 1. Once upon a time there was a king, my little readers will say at once. No, my dears, you are wrong. Once upon a time there was a stick of wood. It was not a fine stick either, but just such another as you would put in the fireplace to heat the room. I do not know how it came about, but one fine day this stick of wood was found in the carpenter shop of an old man named Antonio. Everybody called him Master Cherry, however, because of the color of his nose, which was red and shiny like a ripe cherry. As soon as Master Cherry saw the stick of wood, he was delighted. He rubbed his hands together and mumbled to himself, "The very thing! This stick will make a fine table leg." Saying this,